Hey guys, so today I'm going to be sharing two dreams. One of the dreams I had about 16, I'd say I think it was about 14 years ago now. Another one I had recently after praying, specifically asking the Lord what is coming upon the earth soon. Now, when I share these dreams, inevitably what will happen is there's some, if not most of you out there might think I'm crazy. But to be honest, it doesn't really bother me. Since my early 20s, I've received dreams and the prophetic, which a lot of it has already come to pass. And, you know, if anyone gets dreams out there, if anyone has had the prophetic, they would know that it's for real. Or if God asks you to minister in this sphere, count on experiencing loss, count on experiencing great suffering. I personally, and I'm not talking big on myself here because it's anything we receive is of grace, and all of us have to, if we're Christians, we have to take up our cross, die to self and follow him. But guys, I've lost most things in my life because of ministering this way, and even in general, following Christ and believing in him, it's going to cost you. And this area has cost me big time. So I know the reality of this. And again, if you receive the prophetic, if you know what this sphere of ministry is like, get ready to get hit, because God has a lot of pride in us to break. We are very human. And if he didn't, we would be in all sorts of other kinds of trouble if he didn't deal with us in order that we could receive these kind of things, because these things have nothing to do with us. We don't receive them because we're any better than anyone else. If anything, God shows us that, like Paul said, we're the chief of sinners. God shows us our own hearts, and we're just thankful to be sinners saved by grace. But anyway, all that to say, I don't share what I'm about to say lightly, but I had two dreams. And for a little bit of context again, the day that we are living in right now, if you don't understand that we have entered a new season, then it's very important to understand that. This coronavirus has been a global thing, and we are not just going to get out of this and just move on. I firmly believe, from what the Lord's shown me, things will continue to ramp up. Now, this is not to bring fear. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. It says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known, made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So these things are not supposed to draw or inspire fear, but are supposed to move us towards a holy fear of the Lord, are supposed to put us in our right mind, in the sense of the age we are living in now. We need to draw close to God. We need to understand that our lives are meant for him, need to be lived for him. We need to recognize that the days are serious, because otherwise we will get caught in what the Bible talks about as a trap. That day, talking about the end, will come upon all those upon the earth like a trap. So pray always that you'll be able to escape these things. In other words, pray that you'll be able to stand in a day like this. And if the coronavirus has rocked you guys, there are things coming that are going to spin you out, and that are going to seriously, myself included here, rock us to the point where we go, God, where are you? But we need to be real now about what the Bible says about, not just about the sufferings we must go through to enter the kingdom of heaven, but the God that holds us in his hand, that surrounds us by his power, and that will be with us like he was with the children of Israel in the wilderness. So having said that, guys, the Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In other words, the things that were going on in the days of Noah, if you read the story of the days of Noah, sin was at an all-time high, to the point where God looked down and he realized he had to basically, in one sense, start again. The wickedness had corrupted the world so much it was irredeemable in the state it was in. And so the Bible says that in those days, Or before the coming of the Son of Man, before the second coming, it will be like that on the earth again. Now, I firmly believe from what God has revealed that we are in that end time. No, we can't know for sure. That's obvious. When these things start to happen, the Bible says, lift up your heads. You know, if you're a Christian, lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh. And so in the days of Noah, Genesis 6 is clear. It talks about how there were Nephilim. Okay, it says there were Nephilim in those days and afterwards. In other words, after the flood, there were Nephilim. Now, Nephilim, if you look at that word, it means giant. Okay, couple of quick examples. In Numbers 13:33, the Israeli spies, just before they went into the promised land, came back with a, we know the story, with a fearful report. And one of the biggest reasons was that they said, in this scripture, look, we saw the Nephilim there. We saw the descent, you know, we saw the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in their sight, and, you know, vice versa. We, they were terrified. They saw these giants. David in the Bible, you know, we talk about it as a, David and Goliath, the kid's Bible story. David faced a giant, okay? So fast forward, guys, and the Bible says that as it was in those days, as it was in the days of Noah, not just the wickedness, but the Nephilim, who were the fallen angels. The Bible says that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair and came into them and had relationships with them. The book of Jude talks about how those same descendants are kept in chains for the judgment of the great day, as an example to those that, you know, shouldn't follow their example. And so these descendants, who were basically angels that came down, rebelled from God and went into the daughters of men and had children by them, they were, the Bible says, the men of renown, those heroes of old, heroes, those that, you know, did great feats in the eyes of men but were wicked, wholly wicked, and not redeemable. Jesus did not come to redeem Nephilim, okay? The Bible says that salvation is only for men. Anyway, this brings me to the two dreams I had, okay? One dream, and again, remember, these dreams were, they did not come out of thin air. They did not come from eating pizza. Most of the dreams, if not every dream I've had, nearly everyone, the Lord has put it on my heart to pray, God, what is coming? And even specifically recently about, Lord, show me more about the coming Nephilim. And anyway, so this dream 14 years ago, I've had multiple dreams about this, by the way, nearly more than anything, any other event that's coming, about the Nephilim. And it's been in the context of saying, God, what's the most important thing to know that is coming so that your people, their faith won't be rocked? Because you can imagine, guys, just quickly, this happens. And suddenly, how many Christians out there, or how many people just in general, I'm not having a go at anyone here, Christians or otherwise, but would say, well, God, you know, the Bible must be a joke. The Bible must be just, you know, if there's aliens out there, then that throws, let's throw the baby out with the bathwater, let's throw the Bible out, let's just start again. Okay, if there's no context for this, if there's no preparation, then we're in trouble and our faith is going to get rocked. And so this first dream I had 14 years ago, I was looking up into the sky and it was a perfectly blue sky. And all of a sudden I saw what seemed like a red line in the sky, okay, a vertical red line. And it looked like an asteroid was coming. And in the dream, I knew that an asteroid tragedy, some kind of tragedy from the sky had already happened. I believe it's most likely an asteroid, because God showed me asteroids coming as well in other dreams. But anyway, I was looking at this with someone else in the dream, and suddenly this red, it looked like a red line, like an asteroid was coming down. But this red line suddenly turned and revealed itself to be this massive circular black aircraft. Today we call it a UFO, but it was a massive, it was unidentified. I didn't know what it was, but it was this massive aircraft, and it came and it just nice and simply just pelted towards the earth, crashed towards the earth, and I knew it had crashed into the ocean. Okay, second part of the dream, I ran, and remember, some parts of dream are symbolic, others are literal. You have to be discerning. I believe that part was literal. But then I ran because I knew a massive tsunami was coming. Anyway, so I thought a massive tsunami is coming. I ran into a house and I thought this massive wave was going to overwhelm the house, and it turned out it was just like a little, it was just like a little bit of water. Okay. In summary, guys, I believe that that was saying, again, this is just my interpretation, so take this to the Lord, okay? Far too many people say, you know, thus saith the Lord, about stuff where you just go, that's just their opinion. So I'm going to make a difference between what the Lord showed me and what my opinion about it is. And we need to go back to the Lord and pray about these things, okay? Because I am not anyone's savior. It's Jesus is our savior. And we need him. We don't need Tim. We don't need anyone else, other speaker or anyone. Okay, so anyway, I believe, guys, this was showing that a tragedy from the sky is coming, most likely an asteroid, okay? Or we'll be looking, man will be looking for that anyway. And either something like that hits or an asteroid seems to hit, and it's actually, what was revealed to me in the dream, a Nephilim aircraft, okay, that hits the Earth and either causes a massive tsunami, maybe it's literal, okay, or the tsunami is talking about the influence that it will have upon the world. Okay, guys, I believe that a great deception is coming through this thing where men will, for whatever reason, just love the fact that, I mean, there might be trouble for a little while, but men will love the fact that these beings have come. And, you know how many people these days are into UFOs and that kind of thing, conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories just rule the world. It seems like they rule the online world at the moment. But anyway, that's coming, okay? I'll say I've had multiple dreams again that show this is definitely coming. Another one I had, and this one I had within the last few weeks, okay? I was specifically praying, God, please show me more about the coming Nephilim, the coming giants. And anyway, I had a dream where I was along a coast, okay? I was with some other people. I was along a coastline looking out towards the ocean when suddenly something like a spherical a thing, again, that looked like an asteroid. It was orange. It was spherical. Object crashed into the ocean, or it skimmed along the ocean to start with. And then giant-looking beings that looked like, okay, this is hard for me to get my head around, but they looked like normal human beings that were just giant, okay? So, and again, this is just my commentary on what this could mean. Maybe these beings are able to appear like human beings. But anyway, these giant beings got out. They looked Caucasian, Asian, just different races, okay? But they look human, and they came out and they just started terrorizing people, attacking them, hurting them, killing them, even kids and everyone. It was like chaos. Everyone was running from these things along the rocks of the coastline there. And I was running as well, okay? But then the scene switched. So this idea of these beings have landed, this UFO-like thing that looks like an asteroid. It actually is not an asteroid and contains these beings. They come out, they start attacking people. Anyway, second part of the dream, they continue to attack people. I'm in a high-rise building, okay, with others, and we are running from these things, and they are huge, okay? I'm talking about, I don't know, from the dream, if I was to estimate, I would say, it was hard to tell. I'd be guessing, but I'd say is at least as tall as a roof on a house, the highest point of a roof on a house, but maybe taller than that. But anyway, so we were running. I was just being successful in escaping these things, but my objective in the dream was to get away. Suddenly I was in an elevator where I was going down, and I had to make sure that I kept the door closed to these things. I knew that if these things got me, I'd be in trouble. So I was keeping this elevator door closed, keeping it closed. Came out of the elevator, and I was at what looked like a school. Now, in the past, I've been a high school teacher, okay? So I was seeing students there. All of a sudden, to my absolute shock, I saw one of these teachers coming down with a giant, and the teacher had a book in his hand, and it was like the teacher was teaching giant, whatever he was teaching, okay, maybe about earthly life and whatever it might be. But anyway, I was just shocked because I was like, what is a giant doing with another human being? Like, they were attacking us just before. And anyway, end of dream. And anyway, guys, so a little bit of context as well. I've had at least a couple of other dreams where, you know, these days there's starting to be word that, or, you know, even something like the Pentagon and that are releasing things that show objects they have no idea about. And basically UFOs, they don't know what they are. But anyway, I had two dreams where this is not just going to be something where we see a UFO in the sky and it passes. These things are coming to stay. These, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man, guys. The wickedness on this earth is increasing, and I believe as part of that, the Lord is going to allow these beings once again to be revealed. The Bible talks about even how, you know, he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Sometimes, on a lesser extent, the Holy Spirit, or God allows the Holy Spirit to step back somewhat because of the wickedness in the world, because of what men want. God sometimes, he goes, okay, if you're going to reject me, you're going to reject the knowledge of the truth, and I'm going to give you what you want. But anyway, these things are coming to stay. In two dreams, I saw massive, and I'm talking like city-like UFOs are going to come. In one dream, it came right over an apartment. I'm based in Australia at the moment, and it came one right over an apartment I used to own. And this thing was gigantic. This was not a fluffy little, funny little cartoon looking UFO. This thing was like a city that covered a lot of the, well, for, at least from my vantage point, it looked like it covered my vantage point, or it covered a lot of the sky. But this thing was massive. And I've had another dream like that as well, where it went over my head and it was just enormous. And anyway, so guys, these dreams show something. And again, I'm not sharing this to cause fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. David in the Bible was not afraid of Goliath. Okay, he came to him in the name of the Lord, and the Lord is far greater than anything. The Bible says, what shall separate us from the love of God? And it says, no created thing shall. So guys, I just want to say this is not to cause fear. God surrounds his people, the word says, like a sun and a shield. And he protects those that fear him, those that are his by grace through faith, and those that rest in that grace, continue with him. He protects his people. And anyway, so, but these things are coming, guys. UFOs are coming. These things are not going to be like right now. Some people go, this is the last time I'm going to listen to Tim. This is, I'll unsubscribe. Well, God bless you. It doesn't really matter, because you're going to see these things anyway. And so we need to know that it's not just going to be little UFOs in the sky. These things God has shown me are coming. These things are staying. These giants are firstly going to attack men. Firstly, we're going to need to be wise. And there might be an element where, like, David ran from Saul. Guys, as Christians, some Christians are like, I'm just going to, you know, sing some songs and I'll be fine. Well, God, you know, Paul had to run from evil men at one time, let down in a basket to get away from a city because he heard word that men were coming for him. So we need to show wisdom. And these things, at first, they're going to try and attack men, and we need to be very careful. Like me in the dream, I had to close myself off from these things. I had to make sure I was running from these things. And God will be with us, but they're going to attack men to start with. Then, this is interesting. I don't know why. Maybe mankind, maybe governments get a hold of this thing, and they are not allowed, in the grace of God, they are not allowed to. We know biblically, we don't have any word from the Bible that giants destroy mankind. So it seems like a government's get an upper hand of this. Again, this is my opinion at some point. But so governments get a hold of this maybe, and suddenly, you know, the giants have to submit, live with us, and men begin teaching them our way of life. Remember, these things are not godly. These things are demonic. Don't have anything to do, as much as you can, don't have anything to do with these things, because they are not good and they do not come with good intent. If they can't destroy, kill, hurt, they will, their number one objective will be to deceive. The Bible says the enemy comes as an angel of light. Okay, so he comes that way because he's appearing like everything is good, but don't be deceived. He is evil. His workers are not workers of light. Okay, they do the will of their father, the enemy, to kill, steal, and destroy, but mostly to deceive. So anyway, guys, as I say, this is not something to be fearful about, but you can be sure if the Holy Spirit reveals it, it's something we need to know about. Because what matters at the end of the day, more than even our personal safety, is our spiritual life, okay? And so, guys, this is very serious. I don't say this lightly because, you know, suffering will come because of this, no doubt. Maybe some will die, even if you're listening to this video. Maybe, you know, maybe I will. God does not promise us an easy passage to heaven. All of the, you know, most of the apostles died. But having said that, I believe that just like Noah built an ark, God is graciously revealing these things so we can pray now, so that we can intercede now. And maybe, God willing, this day can be delayed. You know, there's evidence in the Word where God put off the evil day because men prayed, they fasted, they wept for their nations, they turned from their wicked ways. Maybe God will be merciful, and I pray He will be. We need to be ready by faith, because otherwise the enemy will come when these things come and say, who is your God? Where is He now? What is your faith in? Why are you believing in the cross and in Christ and in faith in something you can't see, where you can see, you know, this other reality? And so many in the church are going to get offended at pastors. You can see many leaving Christ because they don't understand, okay? But many of His people, guys, I'm not the only one, many of His people, or the Holy Spirit has shown many of His people that this is coming. So the most important thing is, guys, be led by the Spirit at this time, draw close to God, and realize perfect love casts out all fear. I believe that these things will be more, in one sense, more afraid of us than we're afraid of them. You remember the story of the children of Israel. At first, they were more afraid of them, and they were freaking out. They're like, what are we going to do? And so because of that, they had to spend 40 years in the wilderness. When they came back, God put the Nephilim to flight. They put the giants to flight in the promised land because of the Spirit of Christ, because of His power, not because these Israelites were the greatest warriors, okay? They weren't. They were in Egypt for years, and they were slaves. They didn't have time to be warriors. So these were not trained warriors. Some of you might thinking, I am not a warrior in Christ. I am not a intercessor. What am I going to do? Guys, don't worry. God will put, I believe, a fear in these things of the Spirit of Christ in us, because the enemy recognizes, you know, there's evidence of the Word, even in the New Testament, where one guy was trying to cast out a demon, and the guy goes, listen, Paul I know, and Christ I know, but who are you? In other words, he didn't have the Spirit of Christ in him, and he attacked him, but it didn't attack Paul. It didn't attack those with the Spirit in them. So I believe these things are going to be more afraid of us than we're afraid of them. And like David, be full of faith. Like David, don't be afraid, okay? More are with us than are with them. Elijah told Elisha that as well. When he was afraid, when he was surrounded. Guys, in these days, you may feel surrounded. Don't be afraid, okay? Many more are with us than are with anyone in the world. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Shall trial or hardship, shall the present or the future, any created thing, nothing will, okay? So, on Christ the solid rock, we stand. Rejoice in the Lord always. Okay, again, I'll say it like the Word says, rejoice. Put your faith and trust in Him. If you don't know Him, now is the day of salvation. Okay, now is the day. Your conscience tells you you need forgiveness. Okay, it's not that God comes to beat us up, but He comes and goes, listen, you need to be reconciled to me. You know that your sins separate you from God. receive my grace, receive the free gift that God gives, like a loving Heavenly Father loves his child or children. Our Heavenly Father loves us and doesn't want to bring any harm to us. So guys, be at peace, okay? These are serious days. Gird your mind, cleanse your hands. The Bible says by grace, we only stand by grace through faith. We cannot, we're always sinners. We're going to be sinners till the day we die. But the Bible says, while we were sinners, Christ reconciled us, not because of our works, not lest any man should boast, but because of him. So be at peace today. Know that God will be with you in the days ahead. And he loves us, okay? And will surround us like a shield, okay? We are safe in him. Now, even no matter what we go through, there'll be grace for whatever it may be. The Apostle Paul, that guy went through more than any man should ever go through. Or you go, how did he, like, even one of the things he went through, he got shipwrecked. How does he survive that? He gets bitten by a viper. How does he survive that? He gets whipped. Okay, all this stuff. But God brought, nevertheless, brought him safely home in the end. And he will to us, no matter when our time is. So guys, bless you. Pray in these days. Seek his face. Test all things. Hold fast that which is good. And I'll see you next time. God bless.